But right now, we want to go live to Austin, Texas, where the South by Southwest Film Festival and South by Southwest Music Fest are happening. And Eric Childress has been there for a bunch of days and has seen a bunch of movies, and we're going to talk about that. But first, there's a breaking story out of Austin that just hit the wires, and it's not a good story. Two people were killed, another dozen were injured after a car plowed into a crowd outside of an Austin club during the busy South by Southwest Festival this morning, Austin police said. Let's talk with Eric. Eric, how you doing, man?
Okay, I'm still here.
Yeah. So what's is the place gone nuts? Is anything going on out there?
Well, where I was just a few minutes ago, I was on 6th Street, and the place where this happened, I guess, is just about two to three blocks away from where I was, and a little further up the ways north. Mm. Apparently, what we're sort of piecing together some things we're hearing here is that the car, it plowed through some of the barricades. It was over there by one of the music venues during the festival, and I guess some cop cars were chasing the vehicle, and then it plowed through the barriers, and right now the report is saying 2 dead and 23 injured.
23 injured.
Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, these are not, I mean, the barricades that they put up, I mean, 6th Street is like completely blocked off. I mean, it's people walking through the street.
Right.
So anywhere around these, and I mean, they have giant barricades all over by some of the main theaters, on the main streets and whatnot. So, I mean, they're kind of heavily fortified. So for a car to get through, you know, a whole bunch of barricades.
It must have been barreling, yeah.
They got so many people, yeah. It must have been going crazy.
Well, yeah, and they say it was the police, a police pursuit. John Wickham, who's the owner of Elysium, told the newspaper that he saw a car coming down the street fast with a police car in pursuit. He tells the paper that he saw the car hit several people. Volunteers and police worked to clear the crowded street in the moments after the crash. The injured were being brought on the scene and taken to local hospitals. Exact conditions are still not known. So we're covering it, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. But everything seems to be calm there now.
Yeah, I can't. There were apparently a whole bunch of cop cars around. There's, I'm looking actually at some video that was taken of it online on Instagram and whatnot. And there's some pretty graphic stuff going on there. I mean, there's bodies all over the street.
Man,
it's a pretty horrific incident, actually.
Man, all right. Well, we'll keep you posted on what's going on. Get the latest on that. So, all right. Well, that's an unfortunate thing to happen during such a fun time in Austin. You know.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Terrible. I mean, even though you know there's a lot of crazy stuff going on here, for the most part, I mean, the cops are out there. They're patrolling. They're keeping the peace. There's not a whole lot of horrific stories like this that we hear. This is just a really sort of just a terrible sort of end to my week, actually.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about some stuff that you saw, and we'll keep people posted on what's happening in terms of this horrible situation in Austin with the car crash. Okay. The last time we talked was Tuesday morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tuesday morning. It's now Thursday morning, so that's a couple of days worth of movies. Wherever you want to start, go ahead, man. This is the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin, Texas. Tell us about some of the movies you saw.
Okay, well, I was going to start off with some horror movies, but in light of what we just went through, let's start with a comedy.
Okay.
For God's sakes. A film called What We Do in the Shadows. And this is it's a film directed by Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and him and his partner, Taika Waititi, I think is his name, who did a movie a few years ago called Eagle vs. Shark. I wasn't a big fan of that one. But the premise of this movie is it's a mockumentary about vampires. Jermaine Clement lives in a house with a bunch of other vampires, and the premise is that this documentary crew is going to chronicle them up into this sort of masquerade of the undead that is coming to this big party that takes place for the secret society. And it's a really funny take on sort of vampires who have been living for 300 years. And we're talking like the way they're sort of playing it is sort of in the George Hamilton Love at First Bite mold.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're sort of going through that. And just all the sort of the trivialities that, vampires have to go through to you know, stay, you know, undetected, and you know they can't get into clubs unless they're invited in. So that's a problem for them. Yeah, so it's, you know, little things like that that they play upon, and you know they meet other supernatural creatures in the film. And you know it's only 80 minutes long, and you know it lags maybe a little bit in the center, but it's pretty consistent. Some really big laughs in it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that again when it comes out. But
great.
It hasn't been picked up yet.
Okay. All right. So, and that's What We Do in the Shadows. I'm looking at there's a production still that looks pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm looking forward to that.
This is a photo of them all hanging out there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great picture. All right. And what else do we got?
Okay. Let's see. Well, we got looking here. I just saw a new movie tonight from Nacho Vigalondo, who did Time Crimes.
Oh yeah.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
And a movie called Extraterrestrial. And his new film is called Open Windows. And it stars Elijah Wood and Sasha Grey. And it's a story. The gimmick of the movie is that we're basically watching. The open windows refers to windows on a computer screen. Essentially, just Elijah Wood has won this contest. He runs a website dedicated to an actress played by Sasha Grey, and he's been chosen. Basically, he won a date with her, and as he's preparing his presentation video to have to present to her, he discovers that the contest has actually been canceled, and he's being drawn into this crazy, ridiculous murder plot. That's about to ensue. And the entire movie takes place essentially while you're watching an open computer screen,
okay.
Elijah Wood's computer screen, and it's a crazy gimmick that 5 minutes in you have to basically completely suspend all disbelief and just know that none of this is really going to make any sense, and you have to sort of go with it and sort of enjoy the De Palma-esque ride that it's going to take you on,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to just lose it forever. And I was with it most of the way through it. I was with its ridiculous twist and the conceit. And just because the way he presents everything through these open windows, it's really quite extraordinary, actually. I mean, the way he sort of goes through security cameras and webcams and live footage and all this kind of stuff, and he pieces them all together in what is seemingly an unbroken shot in many respects,
mm-hmm.
is really quite cool. But the movie really just takes you off a ledge by the end, and it just it takes you to a place that even if you're completely devoid of caring what's going on, it just runs you right off the cliff, and it's a little too much for me to handle.
Okay.
By the end.
All right.
But it's an interesting film. It's
okay.
Definitely interesting.
Okay. Open Windows.
Yeah,
you know, there was a movie that just came out on demand last week where they need to cut a check to De Palma.
Grand Piano.
Grand Piano, yeah.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I really liked that one. I
actually did too, man.
That's a fun movie.
I thought it was good too, man. Cusack finally a little something to chew on there.
Best thing he's done in a while.
In a long time, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a fun movie. And again, though, I still think that they should, cut a check to De Palma. So,
you think they should always cut a check to De Palma.
I know.
Just so he can keep working.
Not after that last piece of crap he made, though.
No, man.
And for me to put a Brian De Palma movie on my worst list at the end of the year, that's unprecedented, my friend.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty bad. All right, we'll take a quick break. Eric, we'll come back and talk more movies from South by Southwest. Hang on. Eric Childress is with us. South by Southwest Film Festival is happening. We are currently also keeping an eye on the situation that happened. It was a terrible occurrence, happened outside of a venue in Austin where there was a police pursuit and a car slammed into a big group of people, killing two and injuring over 20. By the way, I didn't say hi to my crew. I got to do that. That's official. We got to make the show. Dan, my producer, Dan Chagrou, how are you?
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm okay. All right. Welcome. And, of course, in Traffic Central, Ted Novak.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Ted.
How are you?
I'm good. All right. It's Thursday. We're happy, and we're going to be talking about the South by Southwest Film Festival some more with Eric coming up after this break. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And June Lockhart is going to join us, a legendary TV mom from Lassie and Lost in Space. We're going to talk with her coming up after the 2:30 news. Right now, though, we've got a live report from Austin, Texas. Eric Childress is down there at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and he's given us a preview of some of the movies that he's seen. And we are also covering the story that happened some time ago, where a car actually plowed into a group of people standing outside of a club during the South by Southwest Festival and killed two and injured many more. Kind of a horrific thing that just happened. We're covering that as well. All right, Eric, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
What do we got next?
Okay, well, we haven't really talked horror, so let's go into
horror. Yeah, okay.
You love the horror.
I do.
And I got a couple for you.
All right.
The first one's called Honeymoon. And the story of a newlywed couple who go into the woods, and some nutty things happen. It's an age-old story, obviously, but it's a character piece between these two, this man and this woman, played by Rose Leslie, who plays the Irish lass with Jon Snow on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you still watch Game of Thrones.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Well, the Jon Snow's girl.
Okay. There's
people who know who that is. And Harry Treadaway plays her husband. And it has, sort of the familiar trappings of, the two people who go into the woods and things that go on. But it's some really a lot darker, deeper thematic elements going on as far as the idea of, as far as marriage is concerned, that, you don't really know who you're marrying sometimes. And the longer that your marriage goes on, that, there's suspicions, there's jealousy, all these things go on. And there's also some really, interesting, sort of discussion of, sort of like survivors of sexual assault in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It has those elements that horror fans are looking for. Not sort of a, slam bang, gross out moments, even though there are one or two of those. But it's a movie that's really going to have you sort of thinking about the overall feeling of dread that's going on in the film, rather than just the sort of the gross out moments and the way everything plays out. It's a really interesting horror movie.
All right, cool. All right, Honeymoon.
Yeah.
All right, look forward to that. Yeah. All right, we got time, I believe, for one more.
One more. Okay. Let me give you another different kind of horror movie. It's called Beyond Clueless.
It's called Beyond Clueless?
Beyond Clueless. And it's not a horror film. It's a documentary. But it's a documentary about sort of breaking down teenage movies. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Past Clueless. So we're not talking John Hughes. We're not talking Rebel Without a Cause. We're not talking any of those movies. We're talking the post-Clueless era. And basically you have a filmmaker who decided to go room 237 on the teenage films.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right. When the fourth movie, sort of talked about in the film, although the movie opens with a long discussion of The Craft, so that might interest you a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at the credits. Fairuza Balk is the narrator.
She is, she narrates the entire thing, and it's kind of like watching a guy film out his thesis paper on teenage films post-1995 and editing together all these film clips. So you have him saying stuff like, and the era of conformity continued with Josie and the Pussycats. and then going on, I didn't know that Eurotrip was a complete breakdown of male homosexuality in the closet.
It's
that kind of movie. He's dissecting Freddie Prinze Jr. movies.
Oh, man.
Okay, the fourth movie he references is that Piper Perabo movie where she played the French exchange student.
Ugh.
Do you even remember that one?
I don't even remember that.
It was once called Slap Her, She's French, and I forget what they changed the title to.
Yeah, I forgot what they changed the title in that one, too. Wow.
Yeah, he breaks that down. Seriously, with not a sense, a shred of irony throughout the entire thing. It's a complete watching him break down these movies, and you go, is he joking with us right now? It's stuff that even the filmmakers of those movies would go, no, I didn't think of that at all.
Right.
It's like watching, when Tarantino broke down Top Gun.
Yeah.
Sleep With Me. It's like him doing that, but without that sort of that wink, wink.
Right. Oh, man.
So it's really kind of insufferable. Jeepers Creepers is a film about closeted homosexuality. Jeepers Creepers is a film that gets dissected in this film.
And
yet Clueless isn't. Clueless isn't talked about at all. It's referenced, but it's not talked about. Yeah, it's called Beyond Clueless.
Okay, Beyond Clueless. It's not recommended. All right, Eric, have
not
a safe trip back, and we'll talk again on Saturday, okay?
Sounds good, man.
All right, buddy,
thanks.
Take care. All right, there's Eric Childress, and he'll report again.